الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه فقال إني رسول رب العالمين. In the previous ayats we read that Allah Ta'ala had warned that those people who do not turn to Allah, make the zikr of Allah, observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, what serious consequences they will face. Yea, in this ayat and in this ruku, Allah Ta'ala gives an example of that, of the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Fir'aun and his followers, who did not pay attention to the commands of Allah, the zikr which Allah had sent to them, and finally, which is a reality in front of all mankind, in spite of the great power that they had and great authority, how they were completely destroyed and annihilated. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. Or humne bheja Musa ko apni nishaniya dekar. And we sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with our clear signs. And that was to remind the people, but they did not take heed of that. إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ. Fir'aun aur uske sardaron ke paas. Allah sent Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun and to his leaders, all the prominent people, and in turn to the rest of the Bani Israel. فَقَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To kahan mein bheja hua hoon jaan ke rab ka. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam announced and told them that I have been sent by the Lord, by the creator, nourisher, sustainer of all the universe. That is, Allah has sent me as his messenger to bring his message to you. Falamma ja'ahum bi ayatina. Phir jab laya unke paas hamari nishaniya. Then when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam brought these signs to them and gave it to them clearly and very manifestly, idahum minha yadhakun, to wo lage un par hasne, they started making a joke out of him. That is, just like today, people who are in the modern world, people who are educated with Western education, when the things of deen come to them, they make a big joke out of it. What are these old-fashioned things? What are these all old stories that you are bringing? So just like that, the people of Iran also thought that they are very advanced in dunya, and they made a big joke about deen and the commands of Allah, that all this, what you're talking about, istinja and wuzu, this is a time that you go advance in the world, and all the modern things that you should be in. What are all these things you are so much talking about? وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا. اور جو دکھلاتے گئے ہم ان کو نشانی سو پہلے سے بری. And Allah Ta'ala had showed them various signs, as it comes in other places of the Quran. These are ayats, 9 signs Allah had sent to them. One was enough for the hidayat, and they did not believe. Then when Allah's azab was coming on them, they promised that, oh Musa, please remove, or make dua that Allah must remove us, we will bring iman. But they did not. Allah sent a greater sign, like that 9 signs repeatedly, great clear signs. But just like in today's world also, we will just pass this off as natural phenomena, and we will give it some scientific explanation, and we will say it's not from Allah, this is how things happen, and we will just give some explanation, etc. وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. اور پکرا ہم نے ان کو تکلیف میں تاکہ وہ باز آئے. And we made life constrained and difficult and hard on them, so that they could take a lesson, make tawbah, and turn to Allah Ta'ala. But instead, وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ ادْعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ. اور کہنے لگے اے جادوگر پکار ہمارے واسطے اپنے رب کو. When the signs came and they were in difficult conditions, they said, oh magician, they regarded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as a magician, whereas he was very, very far from magic. These were miracles of Allah which Allah had given him. So they said, please make dua that Allah must remove these problems of ours. inna lamuhtadun, hum zarur raah par aa jayenge. You just let this problem be removed and then we will come on the right path. We will follow you. We will listen to what you got to say. Yeah, there is another lesson also for us to learn. Whenever difficulties come, don't wait till the difficulty is gone. Then you start following the commands of Allah. The solution is immediately start obeying Allah, and that obedience will remove that difficulty. Usually we all catch it the wrong way round. We have some financial problems, health problems. You say, just let this problem go. I'm starting my namazes. I'm correcting my life, etc. No, immediately start with your namazes. Correct your life, and that will cause that problem to go. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. پھر جب اٹھا لی ہم نے ان پر سے تکلیف تب ہی وہ وعدہ توڑ ڈالتے. And whenever we remove this difficulty from them, immediately they broke their promise. Allah Ta'ala relented and accepted the dua of Musa alayhi salam, and every Nabi was very keen that his people bring Iman. So they just said this and he took it at face value and he made dua. Allah Ta'ala gave them respite, but as soon as that problem went away, they broke their promises. And this is when we also have problems and we say, when the problem will go, I will start my namazes, etc. In most cases, a person breaks his promise in that case. But start with your correct life, change your life, correct it at the beginning, and then inshallah that will remain permanently as well. وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ. اور پکارا فرعون نے اپنے قوم میں. Instead of following Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Fir'aun stood up in his people and gave a public address to his nation. قَالِ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ. وہ بولا میرے قوم بھلا میرے ہاتھ میں نہیں حکومت مصر کی. He said to the people, don't you people see who is running Egypt? Who is the president, who is the owner, who is running this place? وَهَذِي الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ. اور یہ نہریں چل رہی ہیں میرے محل کے نیچے. And these rivers that are running beneath my mansions. In other words, all this beauty that I've got, and I'm in control of everything. Don't you people see? Is Musa alayhi salam in control, or am I in control? Who should you people follow? Don't be misled by Musa alayhi salam. Afala tubsirun? Kya tum nahi dekhte? Don't you see? I'm the one in charge here. The country is mine, and these rivers run by my command. That is all the irrigation system and all which they had made. Am ana khair min hadha alladhi huwa mahin. بھلا میں ہوں بھی بہتر اس شخص سے جس کو کچھ عزت نہیں. Don't you people see who is better, me or this person who got no respect, who is downtrodden, who is from the scum of society? Because they regarded the Bani Israel as a third class group of nationals of the country, and he's from amongst them, he's from the low class. Is he better or am I better? وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينَ. اور صاف نہیں بول سکتا. And he can't even speak properly. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to stutter. So that point also Fir'aun used against him. He can't even talk properly. He's from the low class. He owns nothing. He hardly has got his own house, his own anything. And yeah, I'm running the country. The whole country belongs to me. Who should you follow? Who is better? فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلِيهِ أَسْوِرَةٌ مِّن ذَهَبٍ. Allah Ta'ala further says, پھر کیوں نہ آ پرے اس پر کنگن سونے کے. Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun said, then if he was somebody so great, why didn't he have material wealth, dressed with bangles of gold, etc., all these material things, which today, unfortunately, we also attach value to a person, how he dresses, what kind watch he wears, what kind clothes, shoes he wears, what kind of a house he lives in, what kind of a car he's driving. According to that, we attach value. O ja ma'ahu al-mala'ikatu muqtarinin, ya aate uske saath farishte para band kar. Or farishta should have come in rows and rows and give him a guard of honor, that yeah, he is a great man. Like government people, when they go to somewhere, they are given a guard of honor. and 21 short guard of honor, etc. Something like that. The farishta should have come and said, there is a great man, follow this man. He has got nothing of all these sort. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُوا پھر اکل کھول دی اپنی قوم کے پھر اس کا کہنا مانا. And then the people, they lost their minds also. And this is how politicians talk. They make how many false promises and repeat, they repeat their false promises, but people fall for them all the time. So he also said all this, and the people came into what he said, they accepted it. And then finally, and they followed Fir'aun, and they did not follow Musa alayhi salam. Innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen. These people were greatly disobedient. They didn't use their brains a little bit. Today also, any political campaigning, and people just fall for it, and they don't use their brains at all. What is happening in the Middle East also, ISIS, etc., no, people don't use their brains. It's so clear what a big fraud it is, but people just by the media, by news outlets, etc., people just fall for all this. فَلَمَّا آسَفُونَ انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ پھر جب ہم کو غصہ دلایا تو ہم نے ان سے بدلہ لیا. پھر when they angered us, Allah Ta'ala says, we took our revenge also from them. We gave them lot of respite. We sent Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam. Repeatedly we send our signs. Repeatedly they made Toba, but yet they just went astray all the time. Then we took our revenge. فَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ پھر دبو ڈالا ہم نے ان سب کو. We drowned them all. The Bani Israel crossed through the river Nile, and when they came, they followed that same path. But in that very same salvation what they saw, Allah destroyed them. And this is a lesson that those who don't pay attention to the commands of Allah, this is the end result. Allah has mentioned this whole ruku of Musa alayhi salam so that we take lesson. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ salafa, پھر کر ڈالا ان کو گزرے. And we made them people who have passed. But they have passed and gone away from us. But وَمَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ اور ایک نظیر پیچھلو کے واسطے. And a great example for people of latter times. That is, it's not just a matter of reading these ayat, etc., but to take a lesson. That though in spite of what power Fir'aun had, Haman, Qarun, what wealth they had, but when they did not pay heed, and this is that zikr which Allah Ta'ala talks about, when we don't pay heed to Allah and His commands, this is the end result. This is what happens to a person. And that was in dunya. What will happen in akhirat will be even worse. So may we take lesson from the commands of Allah Ta'ala and become obedient to Allah Ta'ala.